The Wallaroos, well, they start their Pacific Four Series campaign tomorrow, Saturday, 4:55 p.m. Allianz Stadium in Sydney there against Canada. And they've got matches against the USA and New Zealand to come as well. And back in gold joining us is the Wallaroos number 8, Piper Duck, joining us. Piper, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to speak to you again. Last time we spoke to you was just before the Super W final with the Waratahs. And how long, just before we get onto the Wallaroos, how long did you have to enjoy that triumph, which I'm sure was very satisfying?
Yeah, no, it was extremely satisfying. Definitely had a couple of days there with the girls, but, you know, it was definitely worth, the celebration was definitely worth it. It was a really good campaign.
And you've got a new coach now there at the Wallaroos in Joe Yap. And I guess describe how different this regime is and the strengths that she brings.
Yeah, she's absolutely incredible already. She is such a straight shooter, is probably the way to put it. But she just radiates high performance. The attitude that she's already brought into the camp and I suppose the culture shift around that high performance mindset. And also just how good the group feels right now. I've only been in camp for a week and there's already been such a shift in momentum and the way we are performing as a group and connecting as a group. So I just think that has a lot to say with Joe coming in and the way she carries herself, which is radiating through the group.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that, connection that you've all built under a new coach. Mm. But what about on the field in terms of structure and strategy? Has that changed a lot?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's changed a lot, but it's definitely changed. There's just a level of, how would you say it? I suppose that's just, again, tying to connection. We've also got Chris Deleuze here as well, who has such an impressive attack mindset, who has given us a very good structure leading into this campaign against Canada on such a short turnaround, only having that week to prepare. But it really doesn't feel like a week with what they've put in place for us. Then with Joe, she focuses specifically on defense and her defensive strategies, especially in combating different teams and specifically coming against Canada, looking at our ruck and how to protect that. Yeah, it's brought another level to the game, another level to how we're looking to play and also opening opportunities, but having a free-flowing game. That's probably our main goal here. And I think with having both Chris, Joe and Sam Needsy as well, I think, yeah, it's been really impressive to see that already coming to fruition a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously, yeah, we all love to win every game we play, but with a new coach coming in World Cup next year, is it about like building and getting the style that you want to play right now so when you get to the World Cup, you've nailed it?
Definitely. I think it's both. It's multifaceted because obviously we're focusing on now and playing well now, but there is a level of building. When you are building to a World Cup, you are putting things in place for long-term goals. We have a strategy in place for this game and the games coming, but there isn't always that bigger picture. So we have already put things in place which will help us now, but by the time we hit World Cup and further games before that, they will be building every game, and I hope that is seen by people also spectating as well. They can see that continual growth, but also be impressed with what we put in the paddock this Saturday as well.
Piper, you were announced captain last year and very unfortunately was struck down by injury and was out for a period of time and forced lock Michaela Leonard. She's set to captain the side against Canada tomorrow, which is, I'm sure is tough for you, but how did Joe Yap explain it to you?
Yeah, definitely tough, but also I think Mac is absolutely exceptional. She did an amazing job last year when, unfortunately, given the opportunity, I couldn't due to injury, and she just, yeah, really took with both hands and has done so well with the girls. But I had a really good chat with Joe, and it's just honestly the fact I've been injured and it's now time to focus on me coming back as an athlete and also being the best teammate I can be for the girls around me. And again, like, it doesn't change how I play, just having a title. It doesn't change what I do, but I genuinely believe Mac is exceptional and what she's already done with the group within this week and the period beforehand has been incredible, and I'm really excited to play underneath her.
Yeah, and you take on Canada on Saturday, and we know that, you know, coaches always have their different style and sometimes coaches worry about themselves, as in the group and what we're doing, rather than the opposition. With Joe, has it been more that way, or is it a combination of knowing what we're going to do but also analysing the threats from the opposition maybe even deeper than we have in the past?
Yeah, I think it's a really good combination. I think we are definitely obviously focusing on ourselves, our strengths and what it looks like for us to be the best team on the paddock, but also understanding that there always needs to be that level of analysis of the other team. So we talk about knowing the other team better than they know themselves. That way, when we go out against them, we know what to expect. There's a level of predictability in such an unpredictable landscape and unpredictable game. So that's something we're definitely focusing on. Just, yeah, Canada likes to play a very fast game, especially in attack and around ruck time, and just identifying that and how we're going to combat that has been really important, but also using the processes we already have in place, which will make us a strong defensive team, but also a strong attacking team as well.
So as I mentioned, Canada, then the USA and New Zealand. What are the Wallaroos' expectations this series, and yourself personally as well?
So for us, like, our goal is, well, our mantra is team first, just as athletes, that is our goal for the year. But our major goal is to be a top four nation, like a top four national side, which I genuinely believe we can be for this campaign in general. Obviously, you train to play well and you train to get a good result. So that is the plan for this campaign, looking to make the tier one for World XP. And then for myself, honestly, it has been a really rough 18 months, since I put on the Australian jersey. The last time I got to was at the 2022 World Cup before I was injured. So for me, even pulling on this, getting the opportunity to pull on this jersey this weekend for me is absolutely massive, just to get to wear the gold again. I really didn't mind if that was starting or off the bench, but I just really want to pull it on. And for me, it's just getting minutes, being on that paddock and loving playing the game and being around the girls and having such an incredible opportunity to represent my country when it is something that can just be taken away so quickly. So I've had a lot of reflection time, and yeah, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, and Pipey, it's also can be a good thing for your mindset, the stuff when it's been taken away from you, because at times I think we all can take things for granted and you just assume that this is going to happen to you. But sometimes adversity makes you that tougher and stronger person, and you don't take anything for granted, and you just appreciate everything that happens to you.
Oh, definitely. My mindset in this last, well, I was injured for 12 months. My mindset in that time period has definitely shifted a lot. My why shifted, a lot of things shifted, but as much as I obviously wouldn't want to go through that again, I don't want anyone to go through that. It did help me a lot mentally, and I do think I'm stronger coming out the other side of it. And yeah, that appreciation for the game, but also the appreciation for the girls around me and the community that you have within the game has probably been the biggest eye-opener for me, and how much I really love it and why I play rugby and what I do when you haven't got it. So yeah, I absolutely love the game, and yeah, it's made me, yeah, really, I suppose, appreciate it more.
Now, she's not in your 23 tomorrow, 16-year-old yep. centre Shalom Sooso, but how unique yep. talent is she? I mean, to be 16 and picked to play for your country, or wow. at least in a wider squad, is quite unique, and I guess it's inevitable she gets a chance.
Oh, she is absolutely insane. She is, yeah, a freak athlete. It's my first time. I've obviously played against her during Super W, but it's my first time actually getting to meet her properly. And the lines she runs at training, the way she sees the game, she hasn't had that much time with Union, but she's honestly incredible. Like, the lines she's running, and she's hard to stop, and she's just got such a strong mentality. And what I mean by that is, you wouldn't think she was as old as she is. She's fearless. The way she attacks the ball and the way she attacks defense and just will take anyone on, I think that says a lot about herself, but also the way she sees the game.
Well, Piper, really looking forward to seeing how you and the Wallaroos perform, not just over this Pacific Four series, but for the rest of the year leading into a World Cup next year. Go well, good luck, and get the W tomorrow.
Thank you very much.